brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is coming up in the next segment to talk about the Iran situation, the economy, and a lot more. And later in the third hour, I'll talk more about this, but I've now had a chance to read part of it. Watson scanned over it. We've confirmed that his number one New York Times best-selling book, The Overton Window, is basically about yours truly. And it just details it all. Government-sponsored terror, world government, America destroyed by design. I've separately confirmed that top Fox News personalities have been told by Glenn Beck, do not go on Alex Jones's show. Same thing with Rick Perry. This is from two different people. And that they have a team of five people, they're listening right now, that listen and record every word I'm saying at Fox Center in New York, and they take everything I do and then twist it to be a Republicanoid version. See, I'm popular with the false left and the right. We're shattering those paradigms. And they claim they're doing some of that as they then reinvoke it. And so literally, Glenn Beck is the counterfeit. Now, I hope Glenn Beck's a good person deep down. He's a talented, smart guy. And I'm not even trying to attack him. But Paul Watson and I this morning put this article together. It's very well written by Watson. We conferred while he was writing it over the phone, so it has his thoughts and my thoughts in it, but I concur with his views. And it's very important. It says, Glenn Beck channels Alex Jones in New York Times best-selling book. And he goes on to say, one of the primary characters in Glenn Beck's New York Times bestseller novel, The Overton Window, is blatantly a caricature of our own Alex Jones, according to a reader, and we've also confirmed this, who sent us his book review. Jones is fictionalized as Daniel Bailey. And, of course, Beck is having all these ghosts written. I mean, you know, doing a radio show and TV show every day. These are all, you know, a new book every 6 months. They're being ghostwritten. I mean, he's putting input into it, but it's got ghostwriters. According to a reader who sent us the review of the book, Jones is fictionalized as Daniel Bailey, the Patriot. I'm sure the ghostwriter's a fan because, I mean, I'm in a great light in the book. The Patriot Movement leader who tries to prevent the U.S. government from carrying out false flag terror attacks on Los Angeles. Now, remember, Beck says none of this exists. And at the end of the book, he says, well, I said this really wasn't fiction. It was fiction, you know, covering up for real things. But there is no false flag terror and there are no FEMA camps. So Beck read it, what his ghostwriter wrote, and said, you better add this at the end. So they're going after our audience of awake people, but they're giving them a fictionalized version of it. Beck describes his book as a work of fiction, faction, as he calls it, fiction based on facts, and accordingly, many of the characters in the novel are people plucked from the real world with only their names changed. The novel's plot centers around an evil public relations firm that works with Homeland Security and the CIA to collapse America from within. Beck has put a book out about the truth, but it's fiction. An unprecedented attack, this is a quote, on U.S. soil shakes the country to the core and puts in motion a frightening plan, decades in the making, to transform America and demonize all those who stand in its way. Amidst the chaos, many don't know the difference between conspiracy theory and conspiracy fact, or more important, the side of the fight and which side they're fighting for, states the Amazon.com promo for the book. The character of Daniel Bailey could merely be considered to be a construct of different people, Alex Jones amongst them, unless it was for a very specific detail contained in the plot that is a giveaway as to the fact that Beck based the character on Jones. The book begins, this is from Amazon, with a meeting between PR firm and members of Homeland Security trying to squash the leak of the MIAC report that we released on record. Major newspapers admit that. The PR firm boasts that they have successfully prevented the Washington Post from publishing the story. Unbeknownst to the PR firm, there is a Patriot mole amongst them, and she leaks the MIAC report to Bailey, Alex Jones, and he exposes it widely attended Patriot meeting. The MIAC report was a real document put out by the Missouri Information Analysis Center and Public Safety Partnership consisting of local, state, and federal agencies that characterized gun owners, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, constitutionalists.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In just a few minutes, we're going to Webster Griffin Tarpley for the balance of the hour, historian and economist. Talk about the situation with Iran, all the new developments on that front, with the Knesset coming out this weekend and saying they are preparing to strike Iran. But finishing up with this article, Glenn Beck channels Alex Jones, a New York Times best-selling book. We have the book, haven't finished it yet, but it's confirmed what the Amazon review and other reviews are saying. That's basically channeling yours truly with this Patriot YouTube host who gets the Mayak report and releases it to the public that patriots, conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans are being targeted by Homeland Security. There's a secret government plan to stage terror attacks, to set up a police state, and to economically implode the country by design. But then at the end of the book, which was clearly ghostwritten for Beck, he then goes on to say, oh, whereas I said this was faction, nonfiction hidden in fiction, still I don't believe in FEMA camps or the government staging terror. So we see the schizophrenia of Beck through this. It goes on, the Mayak report was originally leaked to Alex Jones by an anonymous Missouri police officer, and the book mirrors that, just changes my name to Bailey. Alex Jones was the source of the story after he had obtained the document from a whistleblower, mirroring almost precisely the plot in Beck's book. This allied with almost every other fact and facet of the character's involvement in the story, including the fact that Bailey is depicted as the father of the radical patriot movement, while a wide following of his videos on the Internet strongly indicates that Daniel Bailey is none other than Alex Jones, According to Clarkson, the Patriot Movement, along with Daniel Bailey, are portrayed by Beck in a positive light throughout the book. And indeed, Bailey becomes the hero of the story when he sacrifices himself to prevent the government from setting off a nuclear device in Los Angeles by detonating the bomb in the desert. So is Beck trying to wink-wink, tell people he's really a patriot and is for real? This also borrows heavily from a plot focused around the character of Jack Bauer in the TV drama series 24. However, perhaps the biggest twist contained in the book does not occur during the course of the actual story itself, but is an afterword in which Beck completely distances himself from the notion that any of the material is accurate. But at the first of the book, he says it's faction, which is real fiction, despite him describing the book as a work of faction. In the afterword of the book, he makes a feeble attempt to discredit some of the damning info in the book, like 7-7 being staged and the drill they were running that day. He dismisses the 7-7 war games as a coincidence. He also dismisses the Army's advertisement for internment and resettlement specialists by citing our armed forces' mission of bringing democracy to foreign lands. But they admit it's also for domestic, such as Iraq and Afghanistan. He dismisses the fact that such policies will be used here and in our homeland. Continuing, then we're going to Tarpley. So why does it matter that a caricature of Alex Jones is one of the many players in Glenn Beck's new book? Primarily, it goes to show that Alex and his message, via your activism, is now firmly woven in the fabric of American political discourse. Beck has an audience of millions and wields a significant, albeit somewhat declining, influence on the body politics, according to his ratings numbers. Secondarily, it is again highlights the baffling disconnect between Beck's own accurate and compelling message that a new world order is trying to destroy America from within and his contradictory debunking of the issues that form that assessment, FEMA camps, false flag terror, and a multitude of other facets of the New World Order agenda. Is Beck a genuinely concerned patriot who is just afraid of losing his media platform if he goes all the way? Is he merely an opportunist out to make money from paranoia and the obvious and real collapse of America? Or is he a Pied Piper gaining trust from the patriot movement by putting out a good message only to later lead them astray? We have been told by several highly placed and credible sources at Fox News that Beck has a team of researchers whose primary role is to listen to Alex and read Alex's material from his radio shows and websites. This obviously suggests that Beck and Fox News are obsessed with Jones' material because they are trying to gain the trust of Jones' growing audience in an effort to exalt Beck as a Jones counterfeit and misdirect the patriot movement. The fact that Beck is constantly attacked by the establishment left only increases his credibility amongst conservatives, just like right-wing attacks on Obama is the only thing that bolsters him. Continuing, with world government advancing, as the economy goes into meltdown, Americans are waking up to the New World Order agenda in droves, thanks in part to Alex Jones and the work of his info warriors worldwide. The only way Glenn Beck can stay relevant is to identify with these people by mixing in some truth with his message. Beck puts out the information in a fictional context and then adds a disclaimer at the end in order to psychologically inoculate people against the fact that everything he talks about in the book is really happening. This revelation of the method technique allows him to gain the trust of his audience and then steer them in the direction he wants. From everything we've seen, it appears as though Beck is trying to sit on both sides of the fence at the same time, and in doing so is playing a very dangerous game with his masters at Fox News. We need to link to the Hal Turner setup stories about how he got set up to point that out to Beck. We all choose sides in life. This is the key. We all choose sides in life, and whatever the truth really is surrounding Beck's motivations, we hope for his sake that he has chosen the right side. And then we have a review, another review of the book by someone else underneath that. We appreciate them giving us that tip. I got the book in a bookstore a few weeks ago and hadn't I've scanned over it and seen what you're talking about and just couldn't believe it and threw it on the desk at my house and never really got into it on air. It's just too bizarre. But we're seeing this everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. And before we get into Iran, before we get into the economy of Webster Tarpley, I want to get his view on the article I just read and why he thinks Glenn Beck is doing this. What do you think is going on, Webster?
Well, Alex, I haven't really seen this article that you're talking about, but I can tell you a few things about Glenn Beck in general and maybe draw some historical parallels. I think the most important thing you have to say about Glenn Beck is that he's a scoundrel, and I don't normally start off with insults, but that's if you don't establish the fact that he's an unprincipled scoundrel, and this is really deplorable what this guy does on television. He's obviously a creature of Rupert Murdoch. In other words, this reactionary, quasi-fascist Australian millionaire who's taken over this, you know, Fox News empire, and his friend there, Roger Ailes, who has credentials going back to the Nixon campaign and even to the campaigns of Bush the Elder in Texas and elsewhere. They're the ones who put Glenn Beck on the air. Now, if you go back to the 1930s, you had similar figures, right? You had this guy, Father Coughlin, the radio priest, and the message from Father Coughlin, the radio priest, was that basically Hitler was not as bad as you thought. Hitler was really a good guy. The main enemy was Stalin, so he had a whole demagogic thing around this. Glenn Beck is an eclectic. In other words, what he's looking for is what I would call a demagogic synthesis of a whole bunch of elements. And you're very right to say, in my terminology, his job is to co-opt. In other words, he's got to take forms of political ferment, you know, people in motion, people who are upset about Obama. He's got to convoy them back ultimately to the Republican Party. That's his task. He's got to co-opt them. He's got to dupe them. He's got to manipulate them. And then you look at what he offers. This whole format with the chalkboard and the professorial lecture and all these things, the guy is profoundly ignorant. He doesn't know anything. He's basically an alcoholic with intellectual pretensions, right? A dry drunk, in many ways similar to Bush the Younger, same kind of personality. He's obviously a narcissist. He's got a lot in common with Obama from that point of view. But it's interesting that somebody in this kind of a slot, right, daytime television, 4 or 5 o'clock, would normally not be offering you opinions about Woodrow Wilson or William McKinley or they had a program lately in praise of Calvin Coolidge, of all people, with an activist from the Council on Foreign Relations. This Calamity Schles was there to tell you how great Calvin Coolidge was. Normally, these are topics that you don't get on daytime television, but he feels the need to go into this. And you see that this is it's a departure from normal American politics.
Well, that's because the Internet and this show is raising all of these real issues and putting it in the proper historical perspective. And so they're now forced to basically cover this, and they're getting top ratings by doing it. So, I mean, bottom line, Rupert Murdoch wants to steer and control this. He sees it as a lucrative market. But I mean, to have Beck write a book about false flag terror, 7/7 being staged, the Mayak report, an Alex Jones character, and then to say none of this is real at the end, but to say it's real at the first, very bizarre.
It's. I think it's simply designed to confuse people. It's to make people think that they've learned something when, again, I haven't read this book and I don't know the article you're referring to. To confuse them. Hey, listen, Alex, I have some stuff going on with me, too. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh these days, he says, regime, 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 the Obama regime, the Obama regime. This is more or less the language I've been using for 3 or 4 years. And today I heard Limbaugh came out with one of my signature terms, which is reactionary. Right? This is something you don't usually hear in the United States. Normally these people, they call themselves conservatives. They're not conservatives. They're reactionaries. That would be Glenn Beck. But Limbaugh says there are reactionary leftists or leftist reactionaries running around. It's very interesting. He takes a kind of a trope, right? He takes an element of rhetoric and he redirects it, right? He turns it.
No, we know Limbaugh uses PrisonPlanet.com articles
sure. All
the time, and now the Drudge Report is linking to our Dr. Paul Craig Roberts articles. I mean, it's just our information is everywhere, and so the system is trying to gauge it and trying to color themselves like us, camouflage themselves, so they can pose as anti-establishment to keep the power structure in power.
Right, and this is really dangerous demagogy because, again, you can't get around looking at somebody like Mussolini or Hitler. If we just take Mussolini, the fascist movement at the beginning was considered to be radical leftist in many ways, right? They had socialists in there. They had very militant trade unionists. Then they had war veterans. They had intellectuals. And you have to bring them together around this kind of stew, right, this salad of different pieces of analysis drawn from here, there, and everywhere.
Stay there, Tarpley. We got a break. This is how they bind all the groups together, and they've got anti-establishment leftists when Bush was in power posing as patriots. We'll be back.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Everything is divide and conquer. Coming up in the next hour, there's a key article that Matt Ryan's written that just went up at InfoWars.com where a black construction worker wasn't even a Muslim. He was working at Ground Zero, and this crowd saw him and chased him screaming, "Get out of here, Muslim." He's like, "I'm not a Muslim." He was even wearing an American flag, and they chased him, getting very close to something out of Nazi Germany where they first wouldn't let Jews have businesses and would chase them off the streets. And they're hyping all this up now, right at the time. Oh, Matt Ryan, add to your story Steve Watson's article about Muslim imam is globalist stooge, trilateral commission, CFR, top globalist. It turns out the co-owner of Fox News, this is Associated Press and Yahoo, is, this is so incredible, is actually the main contributor to the mosque. And now some black guy wearing an American flag shirt comes walking out of Ground Zero where he's working, and they see him and start chasing him around. I mean, this is incredible what they're doing. Webster, I want to get into Iran, but clearly this builds up towards that hysteria. We've got this key article by Steve Watson that I covered some Friday and Sunday. In fact, guys, reprint that for me. I know it's in the stack, but headline, Ground Zero Mosque Imam, Globalist Stooge, and it details how he's a top globalist. I mean, Webster, we can really see what's happening here.
But even more directly, this is a Imam Faisal Rauf. And it turns out that he's from the FBI. He works for the FBI. He's a trainer for the FBI. He's an advisor for the FBI. He has worked for Bush the Younger in that administration. He's a current employee of the State Department. Now, this is what we would call, in very poor terms, a government agent. And he's out there as an FBI provocateur doing his job, which is to provoke. And now, instead of having, we could have about 95% of this population marching against Wall Street and saying, down with the banks, claw back the bailouts, you know, stop, you know, lower the credit card rates, no more payday loans. You could get about 95% of the American people for that. Instead, we've got these, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30 things. We've got the New York mosque. We've got the Arizona illegal alien situation. And, of course, gay marriage in California coming right on the heels of the Shirley Sherrod doctored tape. So what does this mean? That no serious economic issue, none of the life or death economic questions of jobs, employment, wages, the things that people really live or die by, that is all swept aside. So we're having a summer of total programmed insanity, right, of MK Ultra running wild, if you will, through all the mass media. And I urge people, when you see a dog and pony show like this, have the brains not to choose sides. You know, when you see the Yankees playing the other team, right, in the World Series, it's hard not to get sucked in, right? You want to choose sides and become a fan for one side. In this case, don't do it, because this is simply a way to prepare these elections. I think it shows that the ruling elite is in the process of switching their bets from the sinking ship of Obama to some demagogic reactionary Republican. Maybe it's Mitt Romney, but I think much more likely General Petraeus waiting in the wings as the new version of whatever oppression is coming down.
And notice we now have the ADL saying no to the mosque. I mean, this is like right out of Nazi Germany what they're doing.
Yeah, the thing with the mosque is obviously if you want to make a gesture of reconciliation, that's a wonderful thing. But unfortunately, this is not turning out to be a gesture of reconciliation. So I would think that it's time really to de-emphasize this. Plus, everybody's arguing about something that, strictly speaking, doesn't exist. In other words, there is no mosque. There really is even one more building has to be bought.
Well, it's a First Amendment issue, and it's a property right issue. And the fact that this guy's hooked in with the FBI, State Department, Trilateral Commission, CFR, and being funded by the owner of Fox News, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, but again, it doesn't exist. They don't have the money to do this. They have to buy another piece of property. Then they have to build it. This thing is years and years in the future, if at all.
It's a perfect psychological distraction to create the primitive, animal brainstem threat that, oh my gosh, the foreigners that did 9/11, they've now come to plant their flag at Ground Zero. It's a propaganda image, like Iwo Jima with the troops raising the flag. It's that snapshot image.
Something like that. And remember, these are the wedge issues, right? The hot-button social issues that pit one significant part of the U.S. population against another part, right? The gays against the straights, the Islamic population against the rest of them, or the leftists joining in on the side of the mosque. And so on and so on. It never ends, right? The nativists against the Hispanic immigrants, and Wall Street laughs all the way to the bank, because no attacks on Wall Street have been heard for the last 30 or 60 days.
All right, stay there. I want to come back and get into Iran, Webster. That's why you're here. And then the economy, where you see this going. the Knesset coming out over the weekend and saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month, then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time, that's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going back to Webster, Griffin, Tarpley in just a moment. There is no doubt that the system is now in full gear to promote an attack on Iran. They fueled the Bashir peaceful reactor. It would take them 5 years, according to the UN itself, to get enough uranium out of these rods to build a weapon. But under contract, the Russians are running the facility and are going to take that, those spent fuel rods and the waste from the plant away. The Iranians last week offered the U.S. to come build it and run it. They offered for Turkey and Brazil to do it. It's all coming up because now Israeli Knesset member declares we are preparing for war. And we're seeing similar statements out of one of the globalist favorite organs. It came out last week in declassified Senate documents that one of the main newspapers, magazines, paid off illegally by the Israelis, paid cash. Was Atlantic Monthly decades ago, and it's now Atlantic Monthly again putting out the latest, why Israel's preparing to attack Iran and what it means to you. So that's coming up with Webster here in just a moment. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods out there. This is where I get my storable foods. It's all fresh, made continually. So whatever you're getting has been made in the last month. They've got a bunch of great special food lines. They've got emergency responder, 1 month, 3 month, year supplies, gourmet style, raw foods. They've got everything. It's eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or give them a call, 800-409-5633 to order or to get a free brochure. They have a beautiful website with everything detailed on it, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Don't be dependent on the system. Get prepared now as we go into World War III and the Depression and everything else. Let's hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, as they've said. And continuing along that line, mysolarbackup.com. Have you lost your power and want to simply flip a switch on to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out mysolarbackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Our wonderful sponsor for 3 years with this particular product, Solutions from Science, is offering these great systems for your shed, for camping, or get a bunch of them and run your whole house. It's got the solar panel, the control panel, the batteries, a great system. Our listeners just love them. And unlike gas generators, there's no fumes or anything that come off of it, no sound. It's like having your own electrical power plant. It's perfect for your home or your campsite, as I said. Get a free information package today by calling 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or mysolarbackup.com. One word, mysolarbackup.com. Okay, Tarpley, I'm going to try to shut up now and give you the floor. Who the interests are, this new fake Iraq pull down where they admit they've just renamed the names of the battle brigades, increased the private security firms in a model of control they want in the U.S. with the top secret USA system. We've got them building towards an Iran strike, saying they've got to do it. They said 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago they had to hit Iran before they fueled the reactor, because if they hit it once the rods are in, it could cause a Chernobyl. All of this on the heels of toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima. Top scientists admit off-the-charts increases of deformities and deaths from the DU used in Fallujah. Our troops that rolled in after the assault, they're dying and having massive health problems. This is just incredible, and now they want a whole new war. So, Webster, break it all down for us and where your intel and research shows we're going.
Well, I guess first of all that we've now got the third anniversary of the Rogue B-52. You'll remember this: a Rogue B-52 strategic bomber with six nuclear armed cruise missiles was essentially hijacked by the Cheney faction, this Rogue network. Again, it's not the U.S. government; it's out of the control of the U.S. government and into a Wall Street controlled network, the one that Cheney happened to be the spokesman for there for a while. But Cheney may be gone, but this thing goes on and on. And you remember, it went from North Dakota to Louisiana, and then it was going to go on to the Middle East. This was right before the September 7th Israeli air raid on Syria, which, according to the Israelis, at least destroyed a nuclear reactor. I'm still skeptical about that. But you got to think about this. The Rogue B-52... And there never was a congressional investigation. There's never been an accounting about this. It was never an issue in the presidential election. And I had called attention to this actually before the fact with that Kenny Bunkport warning, which was issued about 3 years ago this month. So that was the last time we were on the brink of war. After that, we had the December 2007 National Intelligence Estimate, which said, and this is the CIA, we state with great confidence that Iran has no nuclear weapons program. They had one up until 2003, but not anymore. Now, all of that has changed, and I would point to, in particular, the increased financial desperation of London and New York, right? They had been attempting now for the last year or so to stage a speculative attack on the euro. They were attacking through the Greek bonds, the Spanish, Portuguese, and other government bonds, and they got a significant crisis going on that in April and May. But then that attack has now broken down, partly because of the German self-defense measures, right? Germany came forward and said, we're banning naked credit default swaps, we're banning naked shorts against German stocks. And I think very important, China supported the euro. The Chinese were not prepared to see the U.S. and the British destroy the euro. So China came in and began buying up eurozone assets, and that had the effect of supporting the euro. So what we've had is an attempted blitzkrieg by the Anglo-Americans against the euro, which has now broken down. The high point of this was around the flash crash. Remember the May 6th event when the Dow lost 1,000 points in about 10 or 15 minutes. Take a look at that, because if you look at what was happening in the currency world on the afternoon of the flash crash, you'll see that the euro lost about 12 American cents compared to a yen. And that's a big dip. It looks to me like the flash crash had something to do with a program trading, high-frequency trading attack on the euro that somehow boomeranged. And they found that they were successfully driving down the euro, but it was also destroying the New York stock market. So they had to pull back as this thing exploded in their face. So now it's essentially the blitzkrieg by the Anglo-Americans has failed, and there's really for the last 3 months everything has been drifting sideways. There's a possibility that it may now be the pound and the dollar that go down, and the euro survives. There's certain strength in the euro that has been displayed over the last 10 weeks. But it's also possible that the yen will be the big winner. We may wake up one morning and find that the yen and the Chinese renminbi are standing, and that the dollar and the euro have been locked in this conflict, and they both go down together, probably together with the pound. Anyway, apart from the details, this is the kind of situation that drives a financier ruling class absolutely berserk. They go bonkers, they freak out, they go into these flight forward things. And the idea is, of course, if you could start a war in the Middle East, you can get the Iranians to block the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf. And at that point, the price of oil goes to $300 or $500 a barrel or even higher. And at that point, the problem of the dollar for the moment is solved, because there's huge demand for dollars. If you multiply the price of oil by 5 or 10, then you've multiplied demand for dollars by 5 or 10, as long as the dollar is the posted price currency for oil, which it still is. So that's a really big thing. The other things we've got going are the coming of Petraeus and the increased power of the neocons. There's a big freakout in the U.S.-British diplomatic circles about what you just mentioned, that Brazil and Turkey attempted to mediate the crisis. There's also the fact that the weaponry that's being accumulated by Iran, by Syria, by Hezbollah, and maybe even by Hamas is also building up. So a conjuncture of you know, 5 or 10 different things coming together. So we now have to say that there is a very acute danger. And I would point to this statement about 2 weeks ago from Fidel Castro, right, the dictator of Cuba. He's really the head of state. He's the comandante en jefe. He's not officially the head of state, but really he is. He runs Cuba, even if it's from his sickbed. So he called an emergency session of the Cuban parliament and said, we're facing a situation of imminent nuclear war. Now, some people would say, well, he's crazy or he's a communist. But you have to think about the resources that he brings to the table. He has an intelligence agency, right? It's the DGI, the Dirección General de Informaciones, and they have spies. We just had a guy in the State Department and his wife who was put away, I think, for life after spending decades and decades spying for Cuba. So Castro draws on internal knowledge of the
but you don't even need that. They've turned the propaganda back on and are testing the public, market testing, for the attack, saying they've got to do it, and they've been building up the military forces, and now he comes out and talks about a criminal global government and endorses a book saying it's a eugenics empire that right. controls the planet. This is amazing.
Yeah, and remember, what goes on in public, in other words, when you get a member of the Likud who visits the United States and pops off in some warmonger, bellicose vein, you know, that may just be propaganda. That just may be an attempt to, you know, to keep support going and to keep the Middle East conflict in the public eye and all that. But again, I think Castro is basing this on things that are from behind the scenes, not just propaganda, not just Psy War, not just, you know, the attempt to blackmail people with threats of war, but real war preparations. Now, just in the past weekend, people may be disoriented because Hillary Clinton came out and announced that we've got the resumption for the first time in 9 years of the direct talks between the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority of Abu Abbas, Abu Mazen. But of course, this is probably the weakest attempt at negotiations we've ever seen.
Well, they always try a negotiation before a new war to say, "See, we tried."
Quite possibly. And the thing is, the Israelis did a tank thrust into Gaza this past weekend. So it's a very strange combination.
And they also sent fighter aircraft into Lebanon and other areas over the weekend.
Right. So this doesn't look like it's very serious. And if Netanyahu says he's going to start building settlements again, and if he does, then these talks will come to a very quick end. Now, on the Iranian side, we've had all sorts of things, right? They had a photo op where they displayed all these graves in the desert saying, "Here, Americans, Israelis, these are the graves for your soldiers."
They're now showing these attack drones, the ambassador of death.
Right, the messenger of death. That's the other one. This can carry 500 pounds of warhead for a 650-mile range. Now, that would necessarily have to operate from southern Lebanon, from Syria, or from someplace else if the target were going
to be.
What is
the message that they put the messenger of death in Lebanon?
They may well be, because what they put there for sure are these M600 short-range ballistic missiles with guidance systems, which actually can be used to target specific military targets. So no longer counter value for Hezbollah, no longer terror attacks on Israeli cities, but now counter force, attacks on the air bases where the Israeli Air Force operates inside Israel. That is very, very scary. That's the kind of thing that pushes the situation towards this desperation. Now, the Bushehr reactor, this has gotten a lot of attention. This is a reactor, interestingly, that was begun about 30 years ago. It was actually begun before Ayatollah Khomeini took over Iran. And when Ayatollah Khomeini came in, he shut down the entire nuclear program of Iran. They would have had, without Khomeini, they would have had 10 or 15 functioning nuclear reactors, plenty of nuclear power. This whole thing would be a non-issue. But Khomeini, who was, of course, favored by Carter and Brzezinski, right, as their Islamic card against the Soviets, as it turned out to be, Khomeini insisted on shutting down all this stuff. So now we've got the Bushehr reactor, started, I think, by the German firm Siemens back in the very late 70s, finally coming online, with Russian technology and Russian technicians. We had Bolton, the former UN ambassador of the neocons, right, of the Bush regime, the younger, saying that if you want to attack, you've got to do that now in the next, when he said it, 7 or 8 days. It would basically be now in the next day or two, but before the end of August in any case, because otherwise you're going to spread nuclear waste and nuclear debris. The problem with that argument is it's absurd, because if you're talking about bombing the Iranian nuclear program, you're always going to be spreading nuclear debris, right? Any attack on any nuclear facility, be it centrifuges or uranium enrichment or whatever it is, that's going to spread radioactive debris. So there really is no basis to say, even from these guys' points of view, that it has to be done now. So what Bolton was trying to do was to get a new wave of hysteria and perhaps even act as a cover for an attack, but that may not happen. But his deadline was always a fake deadline. The deadlines go on and on. It doesn't change. So we've then got this military situation, and I think if you look back to the Lebanon War of 4 years ago, remember that the Israelis fared very, very badly in that war because they were confronting, in those days, Hezbollah armed with some fairly modern Soviet bloc and Russian equipment, which was sufficient to destroy the vaunted Merkava tank that the Israelis had built up and were parading as an invincible war machine. That certainly didn't happen. And now, this time around, you'd have to say Hezbollah has actually increased its armament with the help of Iran and with the help of Syria. They have got, in addition to these old-fashioned World War II-style rockets, the Grad or the Katushka or whatever they are, they've also got these handheld anti-aircraft missiles, right? The Grail, the Gremlin, and the Grouse. These are like the U.S. Stinger. They can be used to shoot down airplanes and helicopters, flying at fairly low level.
Well, Webster, so the odds are being evened up here. But I have the question, you know, geopolitically from your research of the region, if Israel actually went and did real peace talks, would Iran ever stop arming Hezbollah and Hamas? Would they ever pull out of Gaza and other areas? Because if you look at it, it just means which side do you take? Israel wants to knock out Iran. Iran wants to knock them out. And so from the Israeli perspective, do they have any choice? Because I'm against these wars, against World War III. I don't like what Israel's doing. I'm against it. But, I mean, what is Israel's choice then if they back down? Is there any chance the Arabs will back down?
I think the choice is a regional peace conference involving all states in the region and also certain non-state actors like Hezbollah or Hamas or others that act as a strategic force. You mentioned this article in the Atlantic Monthly by Jeffrey Goldberg, right? The idea that the Israeli attack on Iran is inevitable because Iran poses this existential life or death threat to Iran. I would call your attention to an article by Trita Parsi. He's a scholar in the field, and his finding is that the Israeli leaders really don't believe that themselves, but that this is a rhetorical stance that they've decided to take from the moment that Obama came into the White House.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about it when we come back. Webster Tarpley.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he sleeps.
Okay, I got a lot of key news coming up the next hour. First, your calls, Dan, Virgil, Will, Ron, Ronnie, and others that are patiently holding. But finishing up with Webster, you were getting into Jeffrey Goldberg, the Israeli asset. And he's been all over NPR, you name it, promoting. It's sad, but it's a foregone conclusion. We've got to do it because they're going to nuke us if we don't, and Israel's going to do it. But you're saying that's just talk. What's behind that?
I think it's propaganda. It's the kind of talk that can lead to tragic consequences. You have this guy, Trita Parsi, who is a fairly mainline academic. He's obviously of Iranian background. So he essentially has assembled a book about secret negotiations among Iran, Israel, the United States. And he points to the fact that Ehud Barak, the current defense minister of Israel, tells the Israeli newspaper Yedioth Ahronoth, September 2009, so less than a year ago, quote, "I am not among those who believe that Iran is an existential issue for Israel." Then we have the foreign minister of Israel in the previous government, Tzipi Livni, argues, according to Haaretz, in private, that a nuclear Iran is not an existential threat to Israel. This guy himself, Trita Parsi, says he talked to the former head of the Mossad, Ephraim Halevi, and Halevi says the idea that Iran can destroy Israel creates the dangerous impression, the false impression, that Israel is helpless and vulnerable. And Halevi said something like that in public. So I think there's actually a greater strategic sobriety, awareness of the realities in the Israeli leadership than what they're putting on. And I think it is, in some ways, the desire to goad the United States into some aggressive actions by using this
and to goad Iran into more aggressive rhetoric.
On the side of Iran, let me just point to one thing. So far, we don't have any evidence that there's an Iranian nuclear program. We're still operating under the NIE of December 2007. Now, all the neocons are saying that's because of this guy Amiri. This is the famous Amiri who was all over the Internet, and now he went back to Iran. He was a double agent. He lied to us, and that's why we came to the wrong conclusion almost 3 years ago. There's no proof, and we have Flint Leverett, one of the best experts on Iran. He was in the Bush NSC with his wife. He also says there's no evidence of an Iranian nuclear
program. Well, Webster, we know that CIA report was based on the UN inspectors and others, not on that so-called defector. But we got about 2-3 minutes left.
Just one last thing is this John Mearsheimer, right, the professor of political science at the University of Chicago, who says if he had to give advice to Ahmadinejad, he would acquire a nuclear deterrent. Deterrent means deterrent. It's not a first strike force. It would be a modest nuclear deterrent that would simply guarantee that nobody's going to attack.
No, I understand. Israel has hundreds of nukes.
Certainly. And, of course, Pakistan has hundreds of, at least a significant number. Pakistan is actually an example of a country that the U.S. might like to attack but does not attack because they do have nuclear weapons. So there's a lot of fakery. But the answer to this would be a regional peace conference. The Israelis feel threatened. Yeah, fine. The Iranians feel more threatened. So go to the table.
Webster, we're out of time, and I have one more question. What do you think of Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence? He came on this show and said that the West is staging events to stir up the Muslims in Central Asia as a pretext to expand war.
Absolutely. Anything coming from him, I would take very seriously. He's obviously been widely demonized, but I don't think there's too much basis for that. So, again, the main guy going after him is Assange, right, of WikiLeaks. And we just saw Assange over the weekend. He dyed his hair, Alex. Did you see? Assange is no longer a blonde.
Yeah, but that looks like they're trying to set him up, claiming he was molesting people, and it's not true.
I think he's essentially had the charges dropped. The reason the blonde stuff is interesting is this cult that his family's associated with, the Ann Hamilton Byrne cult, where they gave kids LSD. All the kids in that cult had to be dyed blonde, so maybe he's trying to show us that he...
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.